Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Simple task. Sounds simple, but yes, it can be challenging. Yes, this could be a challenge. This has been a challenge. A challenge for many of us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, God, thanking you, Lord, for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us. We thank you, God. Because we know, God, it's through your grace and your mercy that has allowed us to be here and that you and no one else will see us through this new year, will guide us, will direct us in the way that you would have us to go. And we thank you in advance. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And we all say amen. Yes, we just thank him. We thank him. Mm-hmm. So we all know about the 12 o'clock hour. We all know about that. We all know that this simply means a new year is right at our fingertips. Sometimes new simply means a change. That's all. That's it. Not the old. The old has been erased or even completely removed. And so we're embarking into something new, something different. Mm-hmm. Most of the time we are planning to stop something. We always say we plan to stop and we want to start something different. We want to stop. So when we say we want to stop, we're talking about something that we know we either shouldn't have done or we're doing and we need help to get away from. The only other thing is we leave out is when we are making these changes, where is God? Can we see him? Is he at our fingertips? Did he direct our path? Ever thought to ask him first to see if he would do just something a little different? Or maybe just not at all. He wouldn't do anything. It isn't for us. Whatever it is that we're trying to get totally different. Yeah. Think about that. So our title of our lesson is Another Chance. Let me clear that up. Another Chance. Yeah, it's another chance. It's another time. It's another season. Yes. Yeah, now I'm not going to say that you've done things or you're all alone with this or that you're wrong and all of this condemning. We're not going here. But the scripture says that we all have, as in Romans 23, we all have sinned and come short. See, when we are in a sin, and some of us have been in many, we're not in the presence of God, so we're not in the presence of blessings. So we're operating outside the will of God. And when we're operating outside of his will, throw to us that God would never throw to us, that he would never give us. But the enemy, who is not our friend, who desires to kill us, he gives us these things. And we who are outside the will of God, we accept them. We accept these gifts. Yes, we do. So if you ever made a decision without seeking God first, raise your hand. You're not alone. No. And after you were in the mess, think about it, did you call for help? Or were you so overwhelmed with the decision that you made, you didn't want to call for help because you thought you still could work it out? You could fix it? Mm-hmm. Now tell yourself what you learned, because you learned something from that. If you're listening to me today, when you were in that mess, and some, you may still be learning something even while you're in it, there is something to be learned. Jesus has always been the greatest teacher. Always. Scripture teaches us daily. All we have to do is pick up this masterpiece, pick up the manuscript, and read. Listen to me. While I say what I learned, let me tell you what I learned. Because all have sinned. I just stated that. So I'm in the all. I'm not excluded. All have sinned. So what I learned was this. I learned to act. I learned to get off of my high horse, not feeling that I was so knowledgeable, that I didn't need any help. I learned how to act. And you know that is so hard for some of us, because some of us feel that we know it all, huh? We know it all. Nobody can tell me that. I know it all, you know. So sorry that I am so knowledgeable that I know it all. The second thing I learned was to seek guidance. And the guidance that I needed to seek was guidance through the Word of God. It was through the Word where I needed to seek. It was through the presence of God. Did you hear what I said? Not operating on my own. No. It's time for a change. The third thing I learned was how to follow his lead. Ooh, I know some of us have a problem with these. This is three little things, but they're the toughest things. But you see, when you're really, really ready to surrender, when you're really ready to just stop bumping your head into the wall and going down a dead-end relationship, going down a crooked street, going under a bridge that's been dried up, going through a bridge that at the end there's no more water. It dried up. When you get tired of that, when you get tired of hearing the same old, and knowing that the same thing that you're hearing, the same old, is not the truth, but it's lies. See, when you get tired of that, glory to God, then you're ready. Then you're really ready to walk in this relationship. You're really ready to call on a true and a living God. You are really ready, because now you're tired. You come to a place called surrender. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we are tonight. We're looking for another what? Another chance. A chance to what? Get it right. A chance to make a difference. A chance to get it right. Yeah. Now, don't condemn yourself. I don't want you to feel condemned. Mm-mm. The scripture says that we are no longer under condemnation. See, that's what the world does. The world puts us under condemnation. The world condemns us. The world criticizes us. The world talks us down. The world does that. But when we come into the knowledge
and the fellowship and the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Romans 1 and 17 says, in Christ our sins have been forgiven, and that there is no condemnation. I'm not going to condemn you, because I said earlier, we all have sinned. And see, I have to remember that. I can't point my finger. I can't go around pointing at you. Huh? Because I have come from someplace too. Oh, glory to God. Listen to this. Ephesians 2 and 6 says, and we know that all, what? All have what? We all have sinned at one point or another. We did that. We all have sinned. No, because if sin hadn't come, there would have been no need for a living Savior. We wouldn't have needed him, because we all would have been saved. There would have been no need, because sin wouldn't have been here. So we all had sin, and we all need a Savior, someone to come and to help us, to redeem us, to save us, to really save us from ourselves, because many of us are self-destructing. We're constantly destroying our own selves. Oh, yeah, we're constantly destroying ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing our pain. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to be independent. Yeah, so independent. So when we look at self-efficiency, and self-efficient. So I'm self-efficient. Look at that. Need no outside help, especially the help from God. Emotionally and intellectually independent. Oh, I am an independent woman. I am what? Liberated. Remember that? I am liberated. Huh? And need no help from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us, God. Help us. We ask him for a change. We ask him for a change. We need Christ. We need him. Listen to this. Christ died to free us from us. Did you hear what I said? He died to free us from us. We destroy ourselves daily. We self-destruct daily. Listen to what I'm saying. Not enabling us to sin. So shall we then continue in sin that grace may abide? Should we stay in sin? Should we stay in knowing that the grace of God is going to help us? All I got to do is say, Lord, help me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. And each time I do that, he's going to help me. Of course not. There is no growth in that. There is no growth in remaining in sin. Sin holds us down. Sin holds us back. You just heard me say sin causes us to be condemned. But when we get into the newness, into the light, into the relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're free. The scripture said that whom the Son set free. It's free indeed. You're free. You're able to walk in it. You're able to have that relationship. Glory to God. Knowing what? That he is ever present. Saying that we're not going to have trials and we're not going to have tribulations. I'm not saying that we're not going to go through something. But I'm saying to you, to myself, that when we are in those things, when those times come, we have an advocate. We got somebody. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh, we got somebody. And it's not self-efficient.
It's not the liberated woman, and it's not the liberated man, but it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who we can go to and call on him. He is the El Shaddai. Come on now. He's the King of Kings, and he's our Lord of Lords. He owns everything. Hallelujah. The cattle belong to him. On 1,000 mountains, 1,000 hills, they all belong. He created all of us. Glory to God. Yeah. When you walking with him, when you in his presence, when you have the relationship with him, you know somebody. Did you hear what I said? When you hear somebody say, Jesus, you got to turn around because you know they know somebody. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this. First John 1 and 9. God says, if we confess, all you got to do is open up your mouth. Confess our sins, then he is faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins. And this is what you really want right here. You really need this. You want to be cleansed. Did you hear what I said? You don't want to just stay stuck there. You don't want to just stay dirty. You want to be cleansed from all the unrighteousness. I'm talking to witches. I'm talking to those who did the tricks. Come on now. I'm talking to the drug dealer. I'm talking to those who was in and out of bed, sleeping with each and every one's husband. I'm talking to you, the bank teller who was taking the money, stealing, embezzling. Hey, you want to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And not just when you're in prison, not just because you're were found out, no, because you desire to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then he comes in and he cleans you and he washes you. He holds you out. And then you become what? What we say, you become holy. Did you hear what I said? Holy. Glory to God. Yeah. 2 Peter 3 and 9. And the Lord is not slow. You know, a lot of time people say, "Oh, how long you been going to church?" You've heard it too. I've heard it too. How long? The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. He's not slow. But you see, to the sinner, he looked like he's forever and he never came yet. And he's still coming and he still ain't got here yet. That's how it looks to them. Why? Because the enemy has them blind. Did you hear what I said? Look at this. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you and me, and wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach the place of repentance. That's his desire. That's his desire. Now, I just think if he was swift and he was fast, if he moved that way, when we were in our stuff, when we were out there doing any and everything we wanted to do, I know I would have. I would have perished. Yeah. But thanks be to God. Huh? Thanks be to God who is sitting high. He's sitting high, I said, and he looks low. Huh? And he has outstretched arms. Yes. He has hands that can heal. He can just breathe on us. Glory to God. He has that power. He has that ability. He knows how many hands we have on our head. He knows our name. Why? Because he created us. Oh, he created us in his image. He created us in his likeness. He knew that you were going to be where you're sitting at right now. He knew it when you were in your mom's womb. That's the God that I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking about. And he knows right now that your heart is sincere about a change. He know that at the the sound of 12 o'clock, when that hand hits that 12, he know who is going to be sincere. He know who will make a change. He know who will make a difference. He knows this. He know it before you even open up your mouth and say it. Why? Because he looks at your heart. He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the outer appearance. He looks at your heart. And he can tell if you're sincere, if you're desiring to really make a change. Romans 6 and 13 says that we should offer every part of ourselves to him as instrument of righteousness. Now, I'm just going to be straight and be honest with you now. You're not going to do that overnight. You're not going to do that overnight. That may not happen in a year's time. It may not happen, what, in 3 months. But you can do it when you seek him, when you desire to do it. Yeah. You heard me when I said we seek him what? We seek him. We seek him. Uh-huh. And we learn to seek him. We learn to ask for what? Guidance. We learn these things. And we learn mainly how to follow his voice. Oh, glory to God. How to hear the voice of God. How to hear the voice, I said, of God and not of the enemy. Did you hear me? See, this is how. Oh, yeah. Romans 6 and 13. When you put these principles in play, yeah, yeah, then you can do this. Then you can offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. Because you're seeking him, you're calling on him, you're following his footsteps, and you have learned what his voice sounds like. You have learned his language. Did you hear what I said? His heavenly language, you have learned it. So when people come in and tell you what God said to them for you, you know that all you have to do is wait for the confirmation, because he's going to come and he's going to talk to you. Why? Because you have a relationship with him. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear me? Because you have a relationship. And you know that he is going to come. Because he comes and he talks to you. He talks to you because you are his child. You are his own. You have learned the heavenly language. Glory to God. Yeah. So tonight, if we have fallen, if we have seemed to stumble, and we need to make a change, and we need to go into this place called repentance, it's okay, because we have a Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father who is kind, who is loving, who is merciful. Did you hear what I said? Oh, he's merciful. Glory to God. Oh, and he stands with his arms wide open. You heard me when I said he desires that none of us would perish, but that all of us would come into a place of repentance, a place of asking to forgive and to make a change, and to not to look back to that, to not to even desire to taste it anymore, but to walk in the change, to live in the change, and let the change become the renewing of our mind, the renewing of our footsteps, the renewing of our tongues. Glory to God. That's where the change is. And we're able to do that. We can do it through Christ our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To walk in the new beginning. We can do this. To walk in it, the new beginning. We have the power. We have the ability when we're in Christ. We become dead to sin and alive. Did you hear what I said? Dead to the sin, but we're alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alive in Christ. Yes. And that's where we want to be. That's where we want to bring our kids. That's where we want to bring our grandkids. That's where we want to bring our spouses. In the presence of God. Through them seeing him in us. Yes. Our light is shining. So men can see the reality of serving him through us. Time can bring a change. And the time can be now. So let's ask Jesus to come into our hearts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We know that your word is true. And oh God, that all we have to do is surrender. We come and lay down our weapons, oh God. We lay down those shields. We lay down the weight, oh God. We lay it at your feet right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now, oh God, to come in and purge us, oh God, to clean us, to wash us, Master, so we can be servants of a true and a living God. And we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we know, God, that when we call on you, you will come because you're able. You're an able God. Oh, Master, we thank you right now. We know that 2022 is approaching. Oh, God, and we ask you right now, God, to bless every listener, to bless those, oh, God, in all nations, God, who are your children, God. We ask, oh, God, that you look upon those that are running to and fro, that are homeless right now, hungry. We ask you, God, to help us to be the light shining in the dark place, that we can tell them about you. We thank God. We thank him for you, and we thank him for you, and we know that tomorrow morning, God's favorite ministry will meet for 10 o'clock in the morning at the same number. The same number, 10 o'clock. 1 hour, we'll be praising God and thanking him for crossing us over, because he's going to cross us over. We don't have the power. We don't have the ability to do it. We're just going to trust him. Amen.